Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Footy Casuals podcast. Joined by me, Alfonso, and my good cousin, Brian.
Hello.
And we are back in quick succession after the last one, like we said we were going to. But yeah, so we are here to talk about the best league in the world, in my opinion.
Not even close.
Well, my goat.
I guess we have to cover this Farmers League at some point.
He's just a little salty, everyone. He's just a little upset. And we are recording this on the day that the Kylian Mbappe has announced, and it has been official that he is joining Real Madrid, the Kings of Europe. So he's a little upset about that, even though it was
a little bit, though.
Even though it was kind of set in stone. I know he had his heart set that he was going to join AC Milan, but
yeah, I was hoping, but I guess that dream will never come true of seeing him in that number 9 jersey.
Yeah, I mean, in a year he'll be in the 10, but I don't know, man. You'd be surprised. You never know. Like, well, I'd say in 10 years, but in 10 years we'll probably sell him to Man United for like $100 million or something.
What a fucking.
I already seen that. I don't know if you've seen that meme. Like, everybody's saying like now that Mbappe signed for Real Madrid, I was like, that means like we'll get him in 10 years at United. I was like, bruh, no chance. But it's true. It happened twice already with Casemiro and Varane.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I think he'll end it there. I don't think he'll go anywhere else. I mean, if he does, he'd be dumb. But
yeah, we'll see what happens then. But yeah, so. But yeah, so we are here to talk about react to our tables. And this is also after the Champions League final, which Brian tried to count. You tried to jinx it by doing a counter jinx, and it didn't work. So. Real Madrid won that as well. Hey, it was close, man. No, it doesn't matter who they're playing. They could have played freaking some shit team in a shit league, and I still would have been nervous. It's a Champions League final. Anything can happen.
They were gonna find a way.
They almost lost. Literally, if Dortmund literally finishes all their chances in the first half, it's over and done, and we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. I'm telling you, it's just, they threw. Real Madrid didn't win it, Dortmund threw. That's my opinion.
That was expected. We knew that.
I did not know. You said we. Yes, I was very nervous.
But deep down in your heart.
No, I did not know. Okay, I'll tell you this. I was more confident. I was more confident knowing that we were playing Dortmund, but anything could happen, and it's a final. It doesn't matter who it is against. I was going to be nervous regardless, but I did feel a little more at ease knowing that it's Dortmund, but they almost won, so I was right to be nervous, but it worked out anyways. But yeah, so if you're a Real Madrid fan like me, you are having a great time. I had a wonderful day, but it was boosted by the Turtles announcement, and I'm just vibing, man. Everybody reaching out and saying their congrats. Even Ronaldo put in his 2 cents, and that was very nostalgic and warmed my heart and brought me some sadness. Seeing all these legends, former Real Madrid legends that played for the club, wishing him well and all that. So yeah. It was exciting. If you're a Real Madrid fan, you were over the moon today, and it was a great day, and I knew it was going to be. I was excited. I was just waiting for it to drop, and it just boosted my mood all day, so. That is me.
Right? And for the rest of us.
Yeah, so the rest of you guys, they're all. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was telling Alfonso here for us non Madrid fans, I was just like. Because he was trying to convince me otherwise that they are not going to win everything. But like I said, I was just like, I think it's pretty straightforward that they should win everything. Like with this team that they won. Own basically everything without Mbappe. So with Mbappe, it should make it just that much easier to win everything. And I know he was saying it's inevitable, like, because something can always happen. There can be like some crazy, like everybody gets an injury and boom, like something happens, right? But like without thinking of anything, Sorry for the technical difficulty. I think it's just over because as me and Alfonso were talking, right? Like, we were saying, back then, there was the Ronaldo, Bale, and Benzema era. And in this era, you did have, like, your little side pieces. There was the Ozils. There was still, like all these little mini pieces. But now, you compare it to Mbappe, Vinny, and Rodrigo. But you also had Jude, who's, like, equally, and if not bigger, of a star. So making it, like, a four-headed dragon versus a three-headed dragon. Because, like, yes, you can say whatever. Like, they had so many good players back then. But it's not, like, the star that he is now at that age. And it's like, it's not even like, oh, they have a, but they have this crazy, crazy attack, but their defense sucks. Like, no, their defense is equally as insane as it was back. Well, not equally as insane.
I don't agree on that one. We had Sergio Ramos and Varane. Now we got Rudiger and freaking Alaba. I don't agree on that one.
Let's not talk like Rudiger is not clamping up everybody right now.
Yeah,
like,
but
this guy is literally a beast right now.
Yes, but he doesn't compare to prime Ramos or Varane. Yes,
but point is, their defense is no scrubs at the moment. Like, the only, I guess, the only piece of their defense you can say is a little shaky is Carvajal. But, like, I'm sure they'll find someone to replace them. They, like, literally, as we were talking earlier, every like, star wants to sign to them, and only them don't want to go anywhere else. So I'm sure they'll get a right back somewhere that doesn't want to sign anywhere besides Real Madrid soon. So we'll see. But just me personally, I don't think anybody has a squad to really compete. Like, I don't know. Like, we thought that Man City had the squad, that they were going to beat them this year. But, like, every time they played them, it kind of looked like a little shaky. Like, they were missing pieces, or, like, they looked so, how would I say, like, so easy to counterattack.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think this is taking it to another level, and we're just going to see a lot of a running away with trophies. But we'll see. I mean, anything can happen. Like I said, there can be a day where, like, literally everybody on the roster gets hurt. Obviously, I hope that doesn't happen. Just as a normal human being, like, I don't wish any injuries on any players, but, like, say something like that can happen. Yes, it can. But will I think it happen? I don't think so. So I think they'll be set for a while.
Yeah, so the thing that he was saying, that Brian was saying, I don't know, I kind of disagree, but I'll give him one thing. La Liga's not as competitive as it used to be when they had the BBC with Ronaldo and Bale and Benzema. Obviously, they're going up against Messi, Suarez, and Neymar and all that. And they still had, I think, Xavi and Iniesta, and then they had they had some good pieces, but and Atleti was still competing in. But I agree, but I just see it as, a lot of those players that they had then are way better. I see it as this. Marcelo was better than Mendy. Like I said, Sergio Ramos and Varane are better than Rudiger and Alaba or Militao. Carvajal is still there because he's been that good. Carvajal is Carvajal. Yeah, and then the only one that's tough would be the Casillas versus Courtois one. That one's up in the air, but that's the only one that's like kind of 50-50. And then we have... we've had Toni Kroos forever, Modric forever, you know, and like I said before, but before the Jude Bellinghams of the world, because they were playing Jude, like, in a central position, like, they were playing him up the field, like, a cam, and before, they had Di Maria, like, I literally got mixed up, sometimes I mix up trying to say it in English or Spanish, and I say it in both. I was trying to say Di Maria, but Di Maria, when they had him playing as a cam when they had Bale, when he had just started, when they won the Copa del Rey and the Champions League. They had him playing as a cam, and he was doing so good. So that's why I was shocked when they sold him, and I was upset about that. But he was playing that role. Like, don't forget, like I said, so before Di Maria, they had Ozil, and then now they have Jude. Up until now, they never had a... not even... Then before that, they had Isco. I forgot about Isco. But I'm not going to put Isco on the same scale. Yeah. Hey, he was good, man. He was good in his prime, but... I'm not going to compare, but I'm just saying that they've always had someone kind of in that spot that excelled. And then before that, they had James, but James was very short-lived. I don't know. I just feel like they've always had pieces that were good. They just didn't go where you thought they were going to end up. You know, like I said, they had some good pieces. It
See,
may
that's what I'm trying to argue right now. Like, yes, they have pieces, but now they have stars, man. They literally have everybody.
I know,
They
but
can't
I'm just
win.
saying, I just think like some of the best teams in the world, even like City, like I feel it's almost impossible to not lose any games. I say that, but then look at Leverkusen almost did it. I mean, they almost went undefeated. I can't believe they threw so hard against Atalanta. But no offense to any Atalanta fans, but I'm just not the biggest fan of Serie A football. But I'm a little upset that they missed out on the once of a lifetime we'll never ever see again opportunity. But I mean, it happens. But like I said, it's not that easy.
Yeah, like I said too, I was like, I'm sure there will be that one game they lose. But I'm saying, like, in big moments, I feel like every trophy will be
We'll
ruined.
see, cause
Every.
they're doing seven competitions, they're doing seven competitions. They're gonna have to rotate. They gotta hope they don't get any injuries, and then on top of that, they have the Copa del Rey is literally like their kryptonite. For some reason, they can't win the damn thing. They've won like two in like the last 10 years, but that's my point. So like they have their struggles and things that it's kind of tough and difficult to buy, but
And I think the one thing that is that we keep like mentioning, well, the like that I was telling you, well, that you mentioned right now too. Okay, I just mentioned it. I feel like it is also like the strengthened teams that it was back then versus now, because I feel like again how you said whenever it was the Ronaldo, Bale, and Benzema, there was always the Suarez, Neymar, and Messi. So it was literally like a balance, like you win one year, we win the
Somewhat.
next year, you win one
Yeah.
year, we win the next year. Like there was always like it was literally like the balance. For balanced team, like they're
Yeah.
both equally as talented, equally as deep. Versus now, it's kind of like there's, well, at least in La Liga, there's not that
Yeah.
one team. And if you look anywhere else, I feel like that only team is City, and I feel like City could be on the downfall. You never know. I mean, Pep's gonna leave. They have those financial issues that they got going on,
Yeah.
so we'll see. We'll see. But I mean, they haven't been looking that hot in all these big tournaments recently, and
Yeah.
Holland's been showing into a ghost, so
Yeah, very
we'll
true.
see.
We'll
And that
see what
dude's downfall
happens.
needs to be studied. In
Well,
big
give it some
tournaments,
time.
that
Give it
dude's a
some time,
threat.
man. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens next season. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, like well, City. Yeah, City can be kind of threatening. Like I said, City was one of the teams that I obviously worry about getting every year, and of course we always do like early on too. But what was I gonna say? For UCL, yeah, City is one of the big ones that are kind of difficult to play against. In La Liga, for some reason, they've been struggling a lot against Atletico. So they're the ones that beat them on those two games. No, they beat them twice. They only lost two games this season, and it was both to Atletico. So I would say that Atletico is a big piece and kind of stopping them. But we'll see what happens because Atletico is going through a massive rebuild. They're letting a lot of go of players, and they're bringing in a lot of players. So we'll see who gels and who not. But I mean, look at Girona this year. I mean, but that just says it all. Girona was like second all year long, and Madrid like destroyed them both legs, so both games. So, and they were second for so long. But we'll just see what it is. But before we get into the picks, like I said, I've been very happy about the Mbappe news, but I am still very upset about Toni Kroos leaving. I'm still sad. I'm still very sad. I can't say that a player leaving hasn't hit me this hard, like, because I know obviously Bale was one of my favorite players, so I was sad when he left. But yeah, I know this one's hit me hard, man. I don't know why. I guess I just always liked Kroos, like, since the start. I don't know why. I just really liked him. And I thought it was funny because when he first got presented, he had like such a small group of fans. I don't know what the number was, but it was like 5 or 6,000 that went to go see him for his presentation. And then meanwhile, James got presented to like a huge, massive crowd, and everybody was all excited for him. And then Toni Kroos turned out to be the massive legend that he is now. But man, I don't know why. I just always liked Toni Kroos. I always thought he was cool, so I'm a little sad that he's retiring now
Maybe because
early.
of that World Cup, maybe because of the World Cup.
It could. I mean, he's still missing some stuff. He doesn't have the Euros, you know. And well, he's gonna try and get it this year. But even then, he doesn't have everything. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, I don't know. What's up with Germans and retiring early? But a lot of them retire early. So let's see.
I know.
Lahm retired early. I think the Bender brothers retired early. I think even Schürrle retired early. I think he was like in his 30s, early 30s.
But I think that's how it should be. I feel like you should always retire at the top, especially if you're like financially set for
Oh
forever. Like,
yeah,
just do it, man.
I agree, man. It's just like, man, I
like,
don't know.
Don't waste your body. Like, yes,
like Iniesta.
Like, literally, like, dude, like, don't.
He was playing in like the second Japanese league.
It's everything, but once you have everything, yeah. Like, why, man? Like, just call it, buddy. Like, you've literally done it all. Just let it be. Just, save yourself some years to your life. Like,
just join a Sunday league team, man.
Literally, man. Like, like, some people literally take it to heart where, like, football is literally everything.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I'm telling you, we keep, like, the Iniesta thing. Like,
I mean, he's 39 playing in the second division of Japan. He, at that point, I'm like, bro, give it up already.
And then you see pictures of this dude, and I was just like, dude's, like, the same age as, like, Ronaldo. I'm looking at Ronaldo, I'm looking at him, like, he's kind of scary, man.
Yeah.
Like, just call.
I know, yeah, he should have called it a long time ago. Like, I get that he didn't want to play against Barcelona, but he could have took the MLS route, you know, and then he went to Japan, and he's been there forever. It's just weird. I don't even know, honestly, but,
Yeah.
Hey,
like, be a coach, man. If you like it that much, be a coach.
Right? Do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man.
It's taxing on your body, man.
It's crazy.
Hey, man. Props to him.
That's to him, man. Yeah. But yeah. All right. Well, let's get into our review. I'm telling you right now, we didn't even have to tally up the points. Brian won. I know because I am very certain I put Hirona to go down. And I say that
Hirona very high.
Because then I said that because I said, okay, it was just a one-off year. They're not going to do that good. Because I know Hirona is powered by the Citigroup. But the thing is, they're sending out all their feeder players. So, like, they're sending out a bunch of young, like, talent that, like, are very raw talents that are not, like, developed yet, you know? They sent like, a bunch of their academy guys or reserve guys over there. So, I'm like, they're just pretty much just sending them a bunch of kids. So, there's no way they compete or they do good. But they proved me very wrong, you know? So, I thought for sure they'd go back down because Hirona was always kind of struggling. They were always kind of, like, mid to low table kind of. So, I didn't expect them to stay up, you know, let alone make that jump. Because I'm pretty sure before City bought them out, they had gone up and then got back down and stuff like that. But, I just didn't have faith, and like I said, Citigroup is gonna put all their eggs into the City basket, not the Hirona basket. They don't care about Hirona, obviously, because obviously the big picture is they're gonna get players from Hirona and take to City, which I think they are. I think they're snagging Savio, but other than that, my point is that like that's how I saw it. So I'm like, these feeder clubs don't really do that well. Like, shout out to Brian's favorite French club, Strasbourg. I think they finished like mid to low table. But that's because they're a bunch of it's a feeder club. They just send them a bunch of kids and then just see how they perform and stuff. But that's why I had them to go down. But I'm pretty sure I put them to go down. So yeah, and like I said this last on the last episode, I need to start picking with my mind and not my heart because this is how I lose. So like I said, when we were doing this preview, if you had told me that there was no Mexicans playing for Almeria, I would have had them going down. But since there was one suddenly there, they weren't gonna go down. Which they did, very much
hey,
so.
Man, I try to speak it into existence. You know the Mexicans don't do it different. Like,
I just gotta support them, man. I don't want to see them get relegated.
support LeBron James of soccer.
I'm alright. I never liked AC Milan to begin with. But yeah, so let's see. Let's start this off. Let's see where I went wrong. All right, so we're going to start it off right here. We're going to skip through.
Let's see where you went right, matter.
All right, so I have Cadiz at 20. So Cadiz is 18, so I was off a little bit, but at least I got Cadiz, right? I got Granada 19, okay.
Oh, no.
I already been knowing this one though. Oh my god, this is the biggest throw of a century, bro. Oh my god, because even you just pulled that one out of your ass, man. You put them like you put them like 8th to 12th around there.
I think I put them
8th. I don't remember, but. Just like the people, I'm sure nobody thought the year that Leicester won that they were going to be relegated. I'm sure they thought they were going to be mid-table, but damn, man, I was so off. It's not even funny. But yeah, I put them 18 because I had a good valid points. It wasn't just because like I hate Hirona. I like Hirona. Well, I did until they became owned by Citigroup. Now I kind of don't care for them because I like their crest. I like their kids. I thought it was cool, but I mean, I'm not for Oil Chester City, so I'm happy for the Hirona faithful because I'm sure they're buzzing. They're over the moon. This is like something someone when you support a small club. You just know, like, the highs of high, like, just achieving something crazy like this. Like, you don't even care if they win. Like, for Luton Town fans, they don't give a shit that they went down. They were just happy that they went up and they got to see their club play in the Premier League. You know how many teams, like, below the Premier League wish to see their team play there just to see it? Like, they don't care if they get blown out week in and week out. Yeah. They just want to see that happen. So, I'm happy for the Hirona faithful. Like, I can't imagine being a Hirona fan. You're probably so excited and so happy seeing how well you did. And now they're playing Champions League football. That's crazy. Literally. That's crazy. I can't remember a team like this making the Champions League in this league ever. Because the teams that have been in the Champions League have been like Betis, Sociedad, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico, Villarreal, Valencia. It was actually a good amount, actually. They used to be Deportivo La Coruña, but they fell off hard.
It's going to have been one of the quickest rides.
Sevilla, Bilbao. Like yeah, honestly. And honestly, it was all due to like the management, the staffing, the coaching. It wasn't even just City, because honestly, like, they didn't have anything crazy. Like, they got Dovbik, I think he's Ukrainian, I think. Like, he just blew up like crazy. He had a crazy good season. Crazy good season. I don't know if he'll be there next season. He had a crazy good season. And, like, it just comes down to the managing and the scouting. And just, that's what it comes down to, honestly. And they literally lucked out big time. And they just had a great season. They should have finished second and ended up in the Super Cup. I'm a little upset because, obviously, I would like to see Barcelona out. Just to clown them a little bit more. But they deserved it, man. They just fell off towards the end. It's just so hard to stay consistent for so long. Especially when you're, like, nearing the end of the season. So, it's tough, man. But, yeah, I already knew I got this one wrong with the Girona. I already know. That's a big one right there. I put Las Palmas to stay up. But I'm sure they ended up way higher. Las Palmas. Oh, no, they ended up 16th, actually. So, that's by one. They ended up
pretty close.
Yeah, so my point tally is not too bad, you know, as of now. So, after the first one, that's a plus two for the Cadiz. Plus one for Granada, so that's three. Oh my god, and then I put freaking Girona 8.
I want to say you put another one, like, I feel like you had, like, Osasuna really low.
15?
Nah. Somebody, I can't remember.
I don't have Sevilla that low, but,
we'll see. I feel like there was another one.
That's a difference of 15 places, bro. That's crazy. 15 places. Bro, I'm already at, like, 18 from, like, 3, so that's good. 3, and then Las Palmas. So I put them at 17. They ended 16, so that's 19.
Yeah, that see, was pretty good.
Like, you don't know one screwed me over. Otherwise, I probably would have had a good one. So far, everything's good. That's where I went wrong. I put Almeria on 16. Not even 17. 16.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, then. That's just great. So that's 22 right there. Damn Mexicans. They're letting me down. All right, what's next? Who else did I put? Okay, so I put Alaves at... was that? So 17, 16... So at 15, I put them right there.
Yikes.
Alaves, they ended 10th. They had a great season, which is crazy because they did all right the previous season. But they just had, they turned it around. You know, Alaves is up and down. They'll be mid-table, then they'll be low-table, and they'll get relegated. But they did pretty good. And then...
Valencia.
And then I put Valencia at...
at 13?
No,
is it?
Or 9?
Yeah.
No, it's 14th. Bro, Valencia had the craziest turnaround. It's crazy. They almost got relegated last year, and they didn't really do any business. They didn't really bring anybody in.
Pretty high too, or I think I left them like 10 or 11.
Well, I don't think anybody thought they were gonna have that good of a season. They almost ended up. Well, I mean, not almost. They were kind of a little bit off from the European spots, but I'm like, they really turned around. They didn't really do much. I don't know what happened, but they turned it around. So Valencia's in a more respectable position, obviously. So, that's like a plus five right there for me. So, I mean, I don't know who would have saw. I don't even know if the Valencia fans saw, because they were not looking good for a moment. Let's see. It's justified. Okay, I put Mallorca 13th. Mallorca finished 15th, so not bad.
Not too bad. That's only two off.
Not too bad. They ended up doing pretty decent towards the end. Okay, I put Rayo. Ah, bro, Rayo never Rayo is a they're like the Crystal Palace of this league. They always finish like from 10th to 12th. They always finish mid-table, bro. They let me down so bad. They almost went down. They barely survived.
Yeah, they were literally...
Bro, like, but, like, anybody that watches this league knows that Rayo is that team that gives people, like, teams grief that they'll, like, literally go... Like, they'll play you and you'll drop points. Like, all the big teams. Real Madrid, Atletico, Barcelona. Yeah, that team that's always annoying that always makes the big dogs drop points. They just had a horrible season. I'm glad they stayed up. But, yeah, because like I said, like I know people are going to be mad at me because I'm a Madrid fan, but even though I have no affiliation with the city of Madrid, I find it exciting when there's a lot of Madrid-based teams in La Liga because it adds more tension because more derbies. I doubt any Real Madrid fan gives two shits about playing Rayo Vallecano. Because, I mean...
It's where there's even a competition there.
Yeah, they're both from Madrid, but they don't care like that.
Yeah.
Same with, like, Getafe, you know, or, like, Leganes or some shit like that. But, yeah.
I don't think they'd ever be a big enough club for that to happen.
I mean, I'm sure people said that about Girona, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Rayo's been in European... I think they've been in the Europa League. I want to say they have. I don't know.
They're nowhere near as accomplished as
Madrid. Oh.
I feel like as Madrid.
Oh, of course not.
Unless it ever got to that point, that's when it would start actually becoming, like, important derbies and stuff like that, but doubt it.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. Like, until they start becoming a bigger club, obviously, but,
So they start winning stuff.
True. I feel like they've been in Europe, though, but obviously I'm not too sure, 100%. But yeah, so I put them, they had a horrible season, but at least they didn't go down. All right, and then, okay, I put,
Celta.
They climbed, you know, they were towards the bottom. They were like 16, 15, so they climbed a little bit at the end. The last, if you look at this, from 17 all the way to like 12 was off by like 5 points. Honestly, the relegation battle was so close. Like, losing one game drops you like significant spots. So,
yeah.
Say what you want about La Liga, but the relegation battle was way tighter than the Premier League. There's like 6 teams duking it out to not go down. If you count Cadiz, because Cadiz also was somewhat close, but they dropped points and they couldn't handle it, but so I put Celta 11th and they ended up 13th, so that's not bad. So I'm already at 41. That freaking Girona one killed me, man. I knew that was gonna happen too.
What else? Osasuna here, so it looks, there you go.
Wow, I don't know, 12, 11, okay. I missed it by one,
right?
Yeah, I missed it by one. Was
close. There you go, you're on track.
There you go, yeah.
The one that's actually close.
Yeah, I knew they were gonna end there. Bro, I put Bilbao that low.
Dang.
I put Bilbao 9. Really? Wow. Well,
as of now, is there any like shockers that you would have, like, thinking back, that you would have moved?
I just don't know why I put Bilbao so low. I know that they've been kind of mediocre the last couple years, but. Hey, they want something. I forgot how many of the year. I think it's like 40 years. They haven't won a trophy in 40 years. I really wanted Mallorca to win it because obviously the Mexican coach coaches them. And like a team like that, like Mallorca, that you don't see them win a cup or make it that far, you know?
Yeah.
Like, say what you want to say. I want to say it's the teams who are underperforming, obviously. But like Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico underperforming. But these finals have been good, you know? Like, we've seen Mallorca make it to the final. Osasuna make it to the final. Betis won one recently. And I forgot who they played. They played like another smaller club like that, though. But I think that's so cool and exciting. But I feel like it comes down to them underperforming, though. Not entirely that they were that good. You know, they just underperformed. But I really wanted Mallorca to win it because, I mean, I don't know. Other than winning the second division championship to go back up, I can't see them lifting any silverware, really. So Yeah, and Bilbao's already a prestigious club. They just were on a huge drought, but I saw how happy the fans were. So, like, it's like you, Ryan, kind of with, like, your American football. Like, I mean, a 40-year drought, man. So, not as bad. Literally. Not as bad. So, I'm sure everybody in that stadium was, like, in tears. And when I see, like, the joy in those fans, like, it makes me excited. It makes me happy for them because I'm, like, I can't imagine that feeling. I'm, like, your club hasn't won anything in 40 years. And you see them lift them finally. Finally. And remember, Bilbao can only bring in Basque region players, so it makes it harder for them on top of that. So hey, props to them. They had a great season. They missed out on the Champions League, unfortunately, because I was hoping that they'd knock out Atletico from it, but they just let off. They were like neck and neck with Atletico, and they just started dropping points like crazy, and Atletico just never looked back. They just kept going forward and forward. But let me see, 12, 11, 10, 9. I put them 9th, and they finished 5th, so that's 4, so 46. Let's see here. Okay, and I put
Betis. Like, thinking back on here, this is kind of wild. 12,
11, 10, Betis 9, was not 8. Far off. That was no, really it was up by 1, yeah, up by 1. So Betis not bad. Yeah, they're back in European football. They're playing Conference League next season. They can make a run. Well, they're going to be facing your Chelsea boys, possibly, in the Conference League.
That's easy competition. Easy competition.
Oh, I put Sevilla high up. Damn it.
I think I also put him high, I'm not going to lie.
Then bringing back Sergio Ramos really inflated it for me. Because who do they even bring in? Who do they even have? I don't even know if at this point if Tecatito was still playing for them at this point, but I don't know, but I'm don't pretty sure it was. Don't
mention that, dude.
Don't even get me started. I'm just trying to think why I put them so high. Because I think it's because it's Sevilla, you know? They always, I think they, because last season they pulled it out, you know? They pulled it out. And they ended up, you know, like, they were doing horrible. They almost get relegated. They pull it back. They win the Europa League. They go to the Champions League.
Because they were saying that they were always performing.
Underperforming. So I just thought that they were going to end at 6th. That's crazy. Yeah, that's an 8 great. Difference, bro. Wow. I'm doing worse than that in the Prem one. I guess I don't know my league after all. That's crazy. Hey, I had high hopes, man, for Sergio Ramos' return. They just had a lot of, like, and I don't know. They had a lot of bad games. They started bad. They need to stop. They have horrible starts to the season, and then they just pick it up in the end. I don't know what's going on.
And you can't even get, like as a club, you can't, like, that has to be one of the worst feelings, because then it starts getting repetitive, and that's the last thing you need for your team for, like, every season to start off slow. Like,
you have to pretty much dig yourself out.
Yeah. You can't get consistent, and once you start getting consistent, it's, like, the very... And for your team, then you slowly start dropping. But I mean,
exactly.
Clearly.
Yeah. Clearly. 2 years in a row that they started off in the relegation zone and had to dig their way back out. They didn't get to dig themselves up as good as they did the previous year, but they managed to stay up, obviously. They'll
end up learning one of these years whenever other teams start performing.
Yeah. And they're not going to be able to dig their way back out. All I got to say is, if Sevilla get relegated, that's got to be one of the biggest relegations in this league in who knows how long. But
the thing massive. Is, they were only 8 points off. Like,
it was competitive. Crazy. I'm telling you, the relegation drop was very competitive. It was crazy. It just came down to the wire. But they pulled it out there. But yeah, so I put Sevilla 6, bro. I think I already calculated it. Yeah. All right. Damn, man. I was thinking I forgot about Sevilla. Okay, I put Sociedad 5th. And they got 6. Bro, I'm not gonna...
was one off.
I was like, I'm not gonna get any spot on, but I'm sure I got 2 spot on.
I think you got Barcelona
spot and, on. And Real Madrid, obviously, yeah. I'm not gonna put Barcelona finish above Real Madrid. Alright, and then... Okay, I put out the 4th.
Nice.
Wait, why did I put out the 4th? Wait, who the heck did I have finishing 2nd?
I think I remember this.
Oh, it was Villarreal. Bro!
I remember this.
This was after they came off that crazy Champions League run.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh my god. I was like, why did I put them so high up?
You were raving about how it was You were certain that they were gonna win. That you're gonna put Madrid because Madrid was your team.
I think what happened was, oh my god, that's horrible. I think what happened was, Villarreal were making promising signings and they're trending upwards. I'm pretty sure Unai Emery wasn't there anymore. I can't remember if he was there or not. Was he there?
I don't even know.
I feel like if he wasn't there, no, he was, because he's been there for a year and a half now. He'd been there for a year and a half now, so I don't think he was there. I don't know what it was. I think they made some good signings. I mean, Sorloth almost won the Golden Boot, you know?
Yeah, Sorloth was on a little bit of a tear.
I wasn't surprised because he really kept up his form when he was at Sociedad. So, I think it was at Sociedad. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I like Villarreal. But
now I'm just, like, thinking back. And I remember how confident you were. You're like, yeah, this league can be won by anybody.
Let's see what I said here. I got to see this here. Wait, no.
Did you really have a game?
I don't remember this.
I'm telling you, I remember you saying.
We didn't sign a striker, and I was like, there's no chance we're going to go anywhere with the Joselu as striker. I didn't.
Yeah, and you said. You said there was that it was literally anybody's league. And
I did say that. I did say that. But here's the thing: why I said that, and it makes sense. They had Joselu as their only striker at this point. Look like they weren't gonna sign anybody. And then also, Real Madrid have always played 4-3-3. They will never adapt and change formation. Yeah. I've been crying forever for them to change the formation. They don't change the formation. How was I supposed to know the 1 year they're gonna change the formation once and for all? They switched it into a 4-4-2 diamond. How was I supposed to know they're going to do that? I mean, if I had known that it was going to be Vinny, Casemiro, the heck? Yeah, Casemiro's a striker. Vinny, Rodrigo, and Bellingham up top in the front three, I literally would have rated them more. I thought they were going to run the 4-3-3 with Joselu up top. And no disrespect, and I apologize, Joselu, because you literally won us the Champions League, and he came in clutch so many times this year. I hope they buy him. His freaking clause in his loan was $1 million. It's only $1 million to buy him from Espanyol, so I hope they trigger that. I know they have...
Man, I feel like... Oh,
no, you guys, I know they have Endrick coming, but he's experienced, and they're playing all these competitions, and so I feel like they should.
And I was going to say, I feel like at this time, you didn't expect Jude to have the attacking, like,
I don't think anybody did.
That he had.
Nobody did. Like, if you said that you did, you're a liar.
Like, I mean, you can argue, like, at the beginning, he was getting, like, a lot of tapping goals. But, hey, man, if you're there at the right spot at the right time, like,
it's not that easy. Right, it's not that easy, man, to be in the right place at the right time.
Like, I know we joke about the tapping merchants a lot, like the Hollands. But I'm like, it actually takes a lot of skill to do that. So, I mean, props to them, and like we said, well, I'm sure my reason for them being second and your reason for them being second is too different.
Oh, like, my god,
still
yeah,
crazy.
Wow. Yeah,
the one time your bias doesn't go into effect, there's no way.
I just thought there's no chance we don't have a backup striker, and especially, oh, and this is after I think Courtois went down.
Yeah, he did, he had just gone down.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, you know? It's just... It's crazy. I don't even know, man.
I was over here telling the boys, and then I see you moving to Brazil. I was like, what? Make that a couple extra more points.
66 points.
Nice.
That's worse than the Prem one. And I actually pay attention to this league.
I think you have to stand the bag.
I mean, if you take out the Girona one, which is, that's like 15, I think. 15? If you take out 15, it's about...
We'll compare it to
51.
Mine without the Girona
It's 51.
One.
Without the Girona one, it's 51. So,
yeah, we'll
that's still not that good. I think my prime one was like 56. That's still not any good. That one and the Villarreal one really did it for me, and the Sevilla too. There's a couple, man.
That's
and Rayo, but that's crazy, man. Oh,
I'm
all
telling
right
you, you're
then.
always either like right on or you're so off. Like you're never in between, man.
I know. Tell me about it. I just don't even know what to say no more.
Yeah, but let's see. Let's see. Maybe I was also off. Maybe I also have Hirona getting relegated. You never know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
I think
Oh my God. That'll forever be one of my biggest
I think we
accomplishments.
went over like one of my friends, right? The one that I think we went over his predictions, no?
Yeah, I believe we did.
Later, let's go over his then. Let's see. Yeah, I did. I did go over his picks with you. Here, reaction, Brian. You're watching to our reaction to the reaction.
Oh, no.
Because me and you reacting to his picks, and now we're reacting to
Yeah.
those picks. So,
We're reacting to our
reaction.
reaction of a reaction.
Yo. Yo. Reaction. Hold on. There you go. All right. Make sure you can see it. Cool. I'm going to turn on. Here,
Right, go ahead.
let's see. Put on the audio. You can't hear him that well.
Wait, that came through.
Okay, so he also put
Oh my God.
Hirona
You guys are actually crazy.
go down. Wow. Just keep in mind, we are both avid Real Madrid fans, huge Real Madrid fans, and he watches this league also.
Well, let's just not even, I
Damn,
don't think
bro.
the difference
That's
matter anymore. That's like 20 points
crazy.
right there. That's like
That's
18
19 points.
points.
I didn't have Luis's in here, but let's add Luis's tag. Let's add him on here. Oh my God, that's crazy. I might have him on against to react to Zimbabwe stuff and then tell him about how bad we both did. But
Hey,
I'm
lucky
telling
with
you,
Almeria,
yeah,
right?
I'm telling you though, nobody in this league thought. There's no chance anybody thought that Hirona was gonna end up in the Champions League. It's just,
I
it's
did.
a Leicester, man. It's a Leicester all over again. It's just, I don't know. It was
I had
crazy.
faith.
Nah, we gotta see. You over here thinking, you over here acting like you put them fifth and whatnot. Watch, you gotta see. I'm just because you
I
put them
know,
like
but hey,
12.
man, I told you they were gonna do good.
I feel like you did
You
it just
have
to
faith.
spite me, but okay, let's
I
see.
did it. I
Ah,
knew
okay.
the Hirona boys were gonna come through.
Okay, if you say so. But all right, so that's
It's actually
19 right
wild
there.
that you guys both had him
I
relegated.
know we both did. Yeah, he put them 20th. I put them 18th.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Then you
That's
had
gotta be the
Mallorca.
worst.
You had
I
Mallorca
cut 18th,
18.
and with shit, I
God,
dropped.
these was
Well,
close.
that was my phone. Hit my PS5. Hold on, let me see. Okay, so he put Mallorca, which obviously is way off. So he put 18. That's plus 3, so that's 22. And
Las
then,
Palmas was spot on.
was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Cadiz, he put Cadiz to stay up 16. I mean 17, but they went
Oh,
down by one,
wow.
so only went off 23. Still not that bad. He got two spot on, so it's already looking better than
Yeah.
me. All right, we're gonna speed this up a little bit. Okay,
Okay.
he put
Oh
Villarreal.
God.
Whoa,
No.
we both went different spectrums with Villarreal. He went
Yeah.
up, he went down. I went up, but oof, I guess he saw something I didn't
Oh,
see.
he had
17, 15.
Granada up there.
Oh, that's right, he did, huh? 17, 16,
Yeah.
15. So that's like that's about 7, so that's 30 right there. And then Granada, he put them 14th and they ended
Oh no,
20, so that's 36.
you had a lot of
Rayo
faith,
put
dude.
13th, that's 4, 40. Oh, his is looking worse than mine. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, you put Betis 12th. Put Betis 12th, they finished 7. Huh?
Alaves was only off by one.
Okay. That's 5, 45, 46 for the Alavés one. And then he put I can't I still I was in shock he put Bilbao so low. I mean I put them low but not this low.
Yeah.
Let me see, 12, 11,
You're right.
10,
That's off
so
by
10.
five.
Yeah, that's right, 5. So 51, he's at 51. We're not even at
Jeez.
halfway there.
But surely keep a Madrid winning the league,
I
bro.
don't know, honestly. Wow, he put Sociedad that low?
Jeez.
Wow, Sociedad 11. That's plus 5, so that's
No, you had him
56.
ninth, no?
No? Sociedad?
Yeah, wasn't it 12, 10, or 11, 10, 9? Wouldn't that
Oh.
be 9?
What did I say? 6?
You said 11th, no?
Did I say 6 right now?
I don't know. I thought you said you had a. No, like.
I'm gonna have to recalculate it.
Sociedad in the league was 6th.
Yeah, I
But
was talking
yeah, I
about the
think you said he
points.
put him 11.
Yeah, I was.
So.
What did I
So
say?
it should be 3. You said it should be 3
What
points,
did I say
I
though?
think.
I'm trying to
6,
subtract.
I
Did I say
believe.
6? Okay, back to
Yeah.
50. So it's 3 then. Okay, 53. And then he puts Osasuna,
I mean, I'm sure even if it doesn't matter, like it's still, I think he's gonna be
8.
way over yours,
Osasuna,
but
8. Yeah, so that's 3, so 56. All right. Let's see. Oh, damn.
there it is. Oh God, the Sevilla is crazy.
That's
The
crazy.
Valencia is also crazy. But hey, y'all got the Atletico Madrid right.
Well, isn't it the thing
Yeah.
that Getafe wasn't on here, right?
Yeah.
Bruh, whatever.
I
We're
couldn't
not
even
gonna
tell.
tell you. I did bad. I'm not gonna bother. We might tell you, Brian's. All right.
Tell us,
No,
tell us.
because we'd have to go back to the other video. Cause I don't
Oh,
know.
yeah. We'll just do it without it. We'll just do it without
Mine's fine. It doesn't need any more points, anyways.
it.
All right. So he put Celta really high up. He put Celta 6th. And then 13, so that's 7
You're
right
saying
there.
the Celta, you put Sevilla
63.
too, man.
Oh, he
We're not
did,
gonna
huh?
talk about
Damn, and
that.
I thought mine was bad. He put
We're not gonna
Atletico
talk about that.
5th. Atletico 5th. Obviously, they finished
I'm
4th, so
telling you,
64.
sometimes you just gotta go boring. Like, I know we always say, like, yes, you don't
The
have
one
to have
time we
put
don't go
top three,
boring.
but, like, you literally just gotta go boring sometimes.
Yeah, I usually
Well, like,
do. I
you
usually
usually
do.
get the feeling when it's not gonna be boring, but, like, whenever you don't have that spark,
I
like,
think that's what happens when
yeah.
you overanalyze. Like, I watch this thing and I pay attention to it, so I thought for sure I knew everything, but the prem I just go straight with
Yeah.
just basic how it's supposed to be, and that's why that one's a little more closer. You see, you put Valencia 4th, that's 5. He's at 69 right now.
Jesus.
Barcelona 70.
Oh God.
We put Sevilla 2nd. That's 12. Yeah, he's at 82 right now. Yeah, I don't know where he put Getafe, but that's 82.
Don't even want to know.
Hold on.
Yeah, I get it. Like, it's just like still the same talent player here. Trying to get his time for because he doesn't get any much for so,
Yeah.
but this thing doesn't have it. I'm thinking about football
Hold on,
phone.
I'm trying to see where you put Getafe.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, Luis. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll see you next time, Luis. See you next time, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, so that is Luis's table. Any thoughts, Brian?
Was this the last league that we
I'm actually
didn't,
very
that we were missing
shocked
a
at
team?
this
Or was there
table.
another one that we were
I
still
think there's
missing?
another one.
Two, honestly. But first of all, before I start, I guess there's a trend when we do our podcast
See,
that
look,
whenever
says
we
it.
do a podcast, every single time that we do it, it seems that we're kind of destined to always, to like always, what's the word? Have a table that is missing a team.
Oh, I know.
This team does
I
not have
know.
Hitafe in it.
Dang.
This table
Yeah,
doesn't have it.
there were
I
so
was
many
gonna say,
off
like,
of his that
I
were
was gonna mention
crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know
He
also.
did. He did mention Hitafe, but this one doesn't have it. He mentioned Hitafe, I believe, at the 8th spot or the 9th spot, like
Eighth?
below Osasuna or below Sociedad.
Eighth spot or
He
ninth
had, there
spot?
were 12, so that's like 5.
11. So it's either 3 or 4. So we'll just give
Oh,
him
it's
an
four, it's four,
even
it's four.
85. He said eighth or ninth, so we'll give him 85. Damn, bro, that mine was better.
A
Mine was
nice, even
66.
85.
Wow, that's
Yo,
crazy.
and this
Well,
thing
let's
doesn't
see how you
stay
did,
like that.
Brian.
Nice, I'm actually excited for mine.
I started talking
Like,
about.
Okay, so you're
I
already
know
at
this is
a
a
minus
table, but
10
it's
right
okay.
there.
It's okay,
All
it's
right, so you
okay.
put Alaves to go straight down, and they got, so that's 10 right there. You got Almeria perfect, and then you put Granada, you're off by 2, so you're at 12. I'm telling you, some of
Yeah.
these are crazy, man.
Any signings, bro?
Yeah.
That would
It's
be
okay.
loud.
It's
So that's
okay.
16.
put Cadiz at
That's
16.
off by
I mean
one.
17, and you're off by 1. 13, Las Palmas.
Hey, nice.
Oh, you got Las Palmas on the dot? Oh, yeah, you got Las Palmas, right? You got Las Palmas, right? Okay, then you put Celta at 15. You're off by 2. 15. And then Getafe, you put them.
Mine actually has Getafe?
No. I think I found a new one. I think I found a new one.
Yeah.
Because this one's in Spanish. This one's in Spanish.
Yeah.
17, 16, 15. 14. Oh, wait. 17, 16, 15, 14. And then they finish. So that's two right there. Not bad. You're at 17 right now. Let's see what you did.
I'm pretty sure I start cooking.
You put Mallorca 13th and they're 15th. So you're just getting twosies right now. Like onesie twosies. You put Valencia 12th and they went 9th. So that's 3. That's 22. You put Rayo 11th. So yeah, that's a plus 620. See, it wasn't just me. I'm telling you, Rayo's known for being a mid table club. 12, 11, 10. But you almost got Sevilla. Well, Sevilla was closer than mine, at least 32. That's not bad.
And I always
let me see. They called Sorloff, but okay, you put Villarreal, what is that, 9th? Yeah, 9th. Oh, nice. Well, at least one of us, three got Villarreal close. I've been winning the whole freaking thing over here. Wow, you really put Girona's 8th. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Wow. That's crazy. All right, but then you put.
And next year when they win the league, it's gonna be crazy.
They're getting, that whole team's gonna be gutted, my guy. There's no chance. All right, 7th you put Osasuna, so that's plus 4, so you're at 42 right now. You put Bilbao 6th, you're off by 1, so 43. You put Betis 5th, you're off by 2, that's 45. Damn, bro, nah.
I was cooking.
You put Sociedad 4th.
Yeah.
You're off by 2.
I remember the rest. The next was Atletico.
To be fair, they started off good and then they fell off. So.
Yeah, I think I go Atletico and then Madrid and Barcelona.
No, you put Barcelona to win it.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. I heard you wrong. But yeah, then so you got one wrong for Atletico. One wrong for Real Madrid, and then one wrong for Barca. You ended at a perfect 50. Even 50.
Perfect. Nice.
Not perfect, but even. Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, you ended with 50. not that as far off as mine as I thought. 66.
And that's without the
Getafe. Honestly, Getafe is always mid-table, so I wouldn't have put them higher than 10. So mid-table to low-table. Because Getafe is, like, always mid-table.
I think you had them around somewhere like 12, too.
But I don't think I clocked that. Getafe wasn't mine when I did mine, honestly.
Yeah, you're probably, on, like, 1 or 2 off, if anything. If you might have even got a burpee.
What happened?
I said for Getafe, you're probably like 1 or 2 off anyways, and even then, it could have even been
probably. Yeah, look, watch the C. See the quad C. 12, 15, 15, 15, 8, 5, 8. Those are like the Getafe's finishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my point is that they're always like mid table. They went 3 years being 15th, so there's no chance I would have put them above, but then knowing with my luck, they probably would have ended freaking Champions League and whatnot, but.
But what could I say? I just know ball.
I guess you do, Brian.
Boys.
That's crazy. Yeah, you. And it's crazy when you put Girona at 8. I was like, there's no chance they're gonna be fighting for European football. Meanwhile, they're playing the Champions League. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. I don't even know what to say. But that was look. I'm gonna look at Girona's stats right. Look, so they're crazy. All right, so Dovbik had 24 goals, 8 assists, which is crazy.
Yeah, that dude is like a star,
bro. Yeah, and then he is, honestly. And then that player that Real Madrid loaned out, no, that they sold, the left back, he had 7 assists, 2 goals. Everybody kind of contributed in a way. Even freaking, it's just look at this team. Freaking Porto, he's washed. He used to be for Sociedad, he's washed. Let me see what is there. Daily Blind. He literally went from Ajax to Bayern to what's it called? To Girona. So like he was bouncing around everywhere too. And then the rest of these guys, I don't really recognize most of them. You know, like Herrera. This guy was from City. I'm pretty sure. I might be wrong. Yangel.
Okay. See, but then I have a question for what's you. What's up? Yes, next year they do have Champions League. They do have Champions League ball. You know, so obviously. Usually, to a team like this, it would have a pretty decent effect. Where, like, obviously, they're not going to go Champions League. We wouldn't expect them to go.
Nah, their team is going to get gutted. All their players are going to be gone.
How crazy do you think they're going to drop? If you were to guess, like a stupid early prediction, how crazy of a tank do you think they have? Do you even think they stay top 10? Let's just say that.
I don't want to drop them that low, but it's tough, man. Like, if they keep... Like,
you don't have any faith for them to even, like, stay top 10.
If they lose a lot of their players, it's done. Because I'm pretty sure people are going to come in for Dovbik. And then I seen that they want to take Jan Koto, the right back. And then...
Yeah.
And then Savio. And then... I don't even know
who... I heard Savio's.
A lot of the other players that would be left with are, like, the old heads. So, I just... Yeah. I can't see them... I don't want to say they'll get relegated, but I feel like they'll be like 15th or 14th. I'm going to say around mid-table, so like 12th to 15th. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. Because right. It depends who they have. When we do the prediction, we'll see. If they get gutted and they have no one, I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, once again, this is a very, 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 very early prediction. That was just like, just a question.
That was just a quick guess because I put them to go down, you know.
Just because you had mentioned right now that you think that they're going to be good in next year, I was just like, I was thinking, I was like, wait, how good do you think they'll be?
I can't see them, like, retaining the level. Like, if Leicester, when they won the league, they fell off and they had the same team, why would these guys, when they're going to lose a lot of the team?
But you know? If they do maintain that level, watch out for Girona moving forward, because that'll be crazy.
If they maintain it, then I think they're gonna be a contender. They're gonna end up being in that in that range to fight for the Europa leagues and the Conference leagues, and they'll be in the mix for sure.
And that'll be good going forward, having a different club at the top.
I agree.
If they do maintain that.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like La Liga needs that.
It does, honestly. It was exciting. I thought it was cool. It was a good La Liga season. I enjoyed the La Liga season. A lot of thrills, a lot of ups and downs and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, like it was pretty cool. Ryan, of course, won again on the points. What else is new?
Yeah.
We'll see how we do on the other ones. I'm tempted. I'm dying to look at the other ones, see how we did. But we got to put that on for another one. We gotta go through all the English tales. We gotta see how bad we did or how good we did.
Those are gonna be crazy.
Those ones are fun.
I don't even wanna think about those.
Those ones are gonna be crazy.
Little kukuriki moment?
Kukuriki.
kukuriki.
Yup, like those guys. Oh, that was a funny one.
Yeah,
but that was our predictions, and I just didn't expect Jude Bellingham to be the... I mean, I knew he was good, but I just didn't expect him to be played in that cam role. I didn't expect Real Madrid to switch to a 4-4-2, and I didn't expect Vinny or Rodrigo to play this as a striker. This season was full of surprises, you know? A lot of crazy stuff happened.
Thinking back on it, though, like, how did you... Like, I'm... Very, this is very, 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 like...
Oh, put Vieira at the top?
Kind of, because, like, you're just a very biased person at moments. And, like, especially when it's...
I'm very biased. I am not biased.
One time, you're not biased.
I am not biased. I'm just a hater. I'm not a bias.
Like, the one time you should have been biased...
No.
You weren't biased. Like, Brian, it doesn't make sense.
Brian, but... I was not biased. I was just... I'm not biased. I'm just a hater.
Like, usually you're just like, in this scenario, you're just like, yeah, like, whatever. Like, I don't think Madrid's gonna win, but I'm gonna put them up there anyways because there's a chance.
Because I got mad. I'm like, bro, they're not gonna sign a striker. We need a striker. I'm like, if they're not gonna sign Mbappe, we need to sign a striker, and they won't sign anybody.
I think this was a moment too where, like, the Mbappe thing was starting to get annoying. So you're kind of just like very annoyed.
Yeah, I was, because it came up again, and I was like, nah, bro. I was irritated at that point. I was like, whatever, man. I don't want to hear about it no more. Well, now it's done, and he's here. So he's here. He's finally here. Oh, I'm so happy. Finally, only took so long. I haven't went through a saga this bad since Gareth Bale signing for Real Madrid, because Spurs is a horrible club, and the chairman is a... he's a horrible person. He's very stingy and very greedy when it comes to transfer funds. So that one took all season. You know, like, he signed, like, I think on deadline day. Like, that took the whole summer to get that deal over the table. So I didn't think it was gonna happen. So, and it felt similar, but I haven't felt anything close to it like that. And that was 2 months. This was 2 years, if not more, because they probably spent like that half a year recruiting him. Whatever.
Just really quickly, like, this is like a very quick thought. What's now that like we're speaking about Mbappe being in La Liga,
yeah,
and like I was seeing some tweets, and it made me think of this question for you.
What's up?
You have your take on it. Well, not really a question. I just want to see your take on it. So obviously, Endrick is still going to Madrid.
Yeah,
but Mbappe is there, and they have that crazy attack. What do you think is next for Endrick now?
That's tough, man.
Like, I know, because I was thinking this myself, and I was just like, dude, like, what do they do with Endrick? Like, he's literally, like, so young. He's a star. But, like, you literally have Mbappe, Vinny, and Rodrigo. Like, what can you do? It's not like this is going to be like, oh, get on the bench. Like, no, you're not. It's not like, I doubt they're going to change the formation just so they can add Endrick.
Nah.
Like, I don't know. Like, do they just sit him? But then if you sit him, will he get upset? Or, like,
because
this is pretty club, apparently, so he's not going to get upset. But, like, I don't know. Are you just going to waste talent like that? Like, it's crazy. Do you loan him out? Do you, like, what do you do?
Well, he's young, and, I mean, what's his name? Went through that, Arda Güler kind of went through that. Like, he had to wait, and he didn't play that much. But then it turned out in the end, he ended up doing pretty good. It's kind of tough, because I thought the same thing, too. I'm like, I'm happy we got Mbappe, but I'm like, bro, like, I don't want to waste Endrick's career either, you know? Like, I saw a stat that said that Endrick will be 22 when Mbappe's contract expires. I'm like, bro. I'm like, one, there's no chance he's going to leave at 30. If he's doing that good, he's going to get extended into, like, 35 or something.
And there's no way he, like, literally is just going to get that contract and leave.
That's what I mean. Like, the last time Real Madrid played with two strikers was when they had Benzema and Higuain. And they got rid of Higuain because they had to pick a striker, and they picked Benzema. I remember the time I was upset, too. I was like, bro, because I liked Higuain, and I still kind of do. And I was upset. I was like, they got rid of him, but that's the last time they played with the two-striker formation. I'm like, it was so long ago. It was, like, way over a decade ago, and it doesn't fit their play style. I just can't see them running a two-striker formation. If you also want to fit, like, Vinny and Rodrigo, like, you literally run, like, a 4-2-4, and there's no chance they're going to run a 4-2-4. It doesn't even sound like a real-life formation. It sounds like a FIFA formation. Doesn't even sound like they... Like, why would they have two midfielders? Two midfielders, wingers, and the two strikers.
I remember seeing something that they had asked him his thoughts, and he said that he was just very happy, and, like, that decision is not changing any of his decisions. But I was like, dude, like it kind of has to change a decision, right? Like, there's no way you're just going to be happy sitting on the bench or, like, barely getting minutes.
Yeah, if it was any other coach, I would be like, nah, he'll get some minutes, but it's Ancelotti. Ancelotti does not like to play youngsters. He does not like to rotate. Because he came up with, I guess his philosophy is that when he came up through the ranks, because he used to play, obviously, and back in the day, it was like you played your best players, and that was it. Like, you didn't rotate. You didn't, like, you didn't put in the youth players. You put in, you basically every single game would, like, suit up your best 11. So that's what he would do. So that's how he sees it. That's how his mentality is now. He's like, why would I want to bring in these bums when I could bring in the main guys, you know, like these 11 stars, like these 11 starters. So I get it. It's just frustrating because he does that. And I'm like, bro, why do you think we're losing so many youth players? Because they don't want, they see it's impossible to get any game time. So they just leave. There's so many in the last couple of years that they get.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm going to just give you another little thing here, like, just go to ahead. Keep adding it. But things just keep popping up into the head. Yeah, I know you had said that you're going to have a very controversial take
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Speaking about Ancelotti, this man benched Lunin for Courtois in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
Tell me your take, because I want to know.
I forgot about that. I'm surprised you remembered.
I just remembered. Now that, well, it's because, like, you said something right now about him not playing, or him always thinking to play the best player. 11, but I was just like, dude, Lunin was literally performing, like, bro, so great. How do you bench this dude for somebody who has been hurt? Like, yes, it's Courtois, but this dude had one of, like, the most gruesome injuries, and you're just going to throw him back out there for, like, the big final after your goalkeeper has literally, like, taken you there? Like, what? Like, and it's not like this has been playing, like, complete garbage, like, allowing so many goals. Like, this dude's literally, the goals, like, say yes against Man City, dude allowed a lot of goals, but it's Man City. Like, what do you expect? You're going to lose a lot of goals anyways.
Yeah.
But, like, every other game, that dude was performing, so it's just like, what are you
doing? He had a lot of saves still, too, though. He had pretty good games.
And, like, if you're Lunin, like, this is the literal ultimate slap to the face. Like, you have to go. You're never going to get minutes, ever. And, like, at this rate, you'll never, ever see the pitch. So just leave, man. Just leave. But what is your take? I wanted to know it.
So, I was very upset about Lunin not getting to play. I was very upset about it because I'm like, bro, he started this. He got us through the season. I'm like, if it wasn't for him, we literally wouldn't be where we are. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm like, at the end, I was happy to see. I was upset. I remember at the beginning when we got Kepa, and I was like, bro, I do not want Kepa. And then and then I wanted him as a sub for Lunin, but nope. They threw him in as a starter, and he did all right, but all I'm going to say is that if he was in goal, we wouldn't have won anything this season.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I'm happy he collected some Spanish trophies because he never won anything with Bilbao because Bilbao never won anything. So he got everything except the Copa del Rey. So it's crazy. If they won everything, he would have completed all the Spanish football in one season, which would have been crazy. Don't get me wrong. He was very respectful and very professional. So I like that. So I'm like, you know, like, I wish him the best. I mean, I don't know what you guys are going to do with him, but if we didn't have Lunin, if we didn't have one of those two guys, I'd take him as a backup, but it's just, it is what it is. Lol. That's a 30 keeper.
We'll sell him to you guys, we'll sell him to you guys for 80 mil.
Lol. That's not what you guys bought him for, I think. Oh, I'm dead. No, but so my take was, I was pissed. I'm like, Lunin should have been able to finish it. I know he was sick and all that, but, like, he should have been able to finish it because he started it. I know Courtois is Courtois, but I'm like, nah, forget that. But this take is very controversial, and everybody and everyone is going to be upset with me, Real Madrid fan or not. But they're saying that Lunin might change his mind and leave, and he might not sign his contract because of what went on. I don't know how credible it is, but I think, I don't know, how old is Courtois, do you know?
Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, because I'm curious, how old is he?
He is 32.
Ah, oh, he's still not that old. Goalkeepers can't play forever, bro.
Yeah, they can play forever.
Buffon played until, like, he was in his 40s. Like, if you're good enough... Actually, is he retired?
It's just one of those positions.
Yeah. Is he retired or is he still playing?
Who, Bonucci?
No, Buffon.
I
think, is he officially retired now? Because I know he was playing for Parma in the second division. But, like, did he finally retire or is he still playing?
I would have doubted.
That's what I was saying, you know?
No, he announced his retirement. Wow, but at the age of 45.
Bruh, finally. I was like, bro, hang it up, my guy.
Crazy.
But yeah, so my point is, I'm like, they can play forever, bro. But here's the thing. I think they should sell Courtois and keep Lunin.
Ooh,
and I say this because, yes, Courtois could possibly have for another 5-6 years, possibly. Lunin is like 23 or 24.
Yeah.
He could play for another 10 years.
Yeah.
And he could be like Casillas, where we'll have him for so long, we don't even have to worry about a goalkeeper. Like you don't even know who this guy is. Do you know who Antonio Adan is?
No, I
don't. Exactly. You know who he is? He was Casillas' number two. He never played. Well, I mean, I would expect you to know him because he's been playing for Sporting recently. He's got some cards on FIFA. But, yeah, Antonio Adan played for Real Madrid. He was their second goalkeeper. Yeah, that man literally never suited up at all. And I think he had a game where he suited up and he made a huge error. And I was like, yeah, this guy's never seen the pitch ever again.
But see, you know, the thing is that your take isn't even that crazy because say you do sell Courtois, you can get a lot for Courtois, you know? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He's like one of the best goalkeepers.
Like, I know he's one of the best goalkeepers right in the world, but just see, like, the Casemiro and the Varane deal where they got a ton of money for him. Exactly. I'm like, Lunin is young. He's had a great season. The only thing Courtois has on him is that he's lankier and taller. Yeah. But Lunin had such a great season. Honestly, I never thought he had a bad game. He had some games where he got scored on, but it wasn't his fault, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like he had a great season, and we should hone in on that. Like, I get it. Courtois is one of the best goalkeepers in the world, but if you sell now, you can keep Lunin for, like I said, over 10 years. You know, it just works out. But that's my point.
I'm not going to lie. I think I agree with your take, and I think it was, like, at the heat of the moment, too, when this take happened. So, for those of you who are, like, kind of going to disagree or hate on it, this was a heat in the moment. But I personally, like, I still just can't get over the fact how you're just not going to play your star. And he's literally been there for forever. Like, dude, Lunin has always been there, and he's just never gotten his shot.
Yep.
But, like, to finally get your shot and to get it stripped in such a big game is just, like, such a, like, slap in the face where I'm just like, dude, like, just leave.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no way you get disrespected like that and stay. Like, there's just no way, man.
Exactly.
Like, that's just such a sorry way, like, to get, like, told basically by your club, like, you're not good enough. Like, to not have faith after all of that, like, the whole season that he had just gone through, like, I don't know. So, me personally, like, after seeing those tweets saying that, like, he might not resign, I think he should leave. And just go somewhere you're appreciated. I mean,
I agree.
You can come to Chelsea if you want. But,
anyway. But what about Pekovic?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't want to see that guy anymore. Yeah, I want Chelsea to clear all their freaking goalkeepers. Dude, that'll give me so
mad. But Kepa's coming back.
Oh, yeah, that dude does kick so
hard. Bro, he spent a season at Madrid. Maybe he developed the winning mentality.
Oh, yeah, I bet he did. I bet he freaking developed that bench mentality.
Oh, dead.
Bench to them.
Nah, yeah.
Apparently with that, apparently Enzo, our new coach, he's really excited to work with Robert Sanchez, and he thinks he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world, which is crazy to think. Hey, man, clearly this guy has a vision, because I don't see it.
Man. Like, no fucking way. I think what you guys need to do is raid Brighton for some more players.
Yep. Let's just bring their whole fucking team.
There you go. Man, but
oh my god.
That's crazy.
That was the latest drama that had been going on.
I know.
The
saga. Yeah, with your guys' new manager and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. But the thing I was saying, but yeah, a lot of people think I'm crazy, but I mean, Lunin's like 7 years younger than him, and he could play for another like 10 years at the top level. And, and I just think, like, if you can cash in on Courtois, then why not cash in on him, you know? Like, Lunin showed that he can do it, and every year, dude, I'm always like, dude, give him some games, man. He never plays at all. And as I said, like, I like Ancelotti. He's one of my favorite coaches of all time, but bro, like, this guy, man, he just will not play. Like, he just will not give them game time. Like, you're like, let's look at Lunin. So Lunin before this season. All right, so Lunin before this season. Okay, well, he played more than I thought. Wait, was there injuries last year? Because he played 12 games. He played seven La Liga games. I don't remember him playing that many. He played 7 La Liga games, 1 Copa del Rey game, 2 Champions League games, and then 2 Club World Cup games. So, before this season, he had played 17 games in 4 years.
There had to have been injuries, though. Like, no way they just gave
him. Yeah, he just played 12 games. I know, but yeah, 17 games before this season. Remember that guy I said, Antonio Dan?
Yeah.
So he played for Real Madrid for 3 seasons, and he had one more game than Lunin did. 18 games in 3 years. And I'm telling you this, this is when I was like starting to like get into like the sport, when I used to like actually watch and pay attention and all that. I can't remember many games where he would be playing, honestly. I only remember one because he made a horrible mistake, and he played so bad, it led to like Real Madrid signing a goalkeeper. Because I think Casillas was injured and they put him in, and he had like a howler. And it was so bad that they went and they bought like Diego Lopez as an emergency like signing from, I think, Valencia or something like that. Yeah, it was bad, dude. But yeah, so just to give an idea, he played one less season and he played one more game than Lunin did in those 3 years versus Lunin's 5 years at the club now. But like, that's just Ancelotti's style, man. Like, as much as I hate to say it, but that's who he is. He doesn't like rotating. He doesn't like playing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I get that you should probably rotate your goalkeeper. It's not FIFA. You can't rotate the whole 11. Yeah. But, dude, why isn't he play in Copa del Rey games? Why isn't he playing, like...
Yeah, even the smaller games. Like you don't have to. Yeah, like, bro. Say yes to Champions League games. Keep Courtois the whole time, but like these smaller like tourneys, like just give him
some. Yeah, like, you know, let him play in the group stage of the Champions League, you know, or like you know, or the
even if it's like a Super Cup game against like a team that like
Granada or something. Yeah, shit. A team
that's gonna get relegated, and you know you're gonna win. Give
yeah,
him and then you're resting your like because
your main goalie.
Your goalie. Let's make sure, or let's not get it twisted. We know that Madrid's always in these big tournaments, so it's not like Courtois doesn't, or he wouldn't need the rest, or he couldn't like benefit from the rest. Like, there's these bunch of games where they go on like back to back, or they're always just like literally playing high level competition. So just give them the lower level competition games, and you'll be fine. But no, like, these guys just don't want to.
Yeah, and even then, on top of that, they're gonna be playing 7 competitions next year, so they really need to rotate. They have to, unless they want to lose more players again. And they're making a big fuss about this summer that no one that plays the Euros or that plays in the tournament won't be able to do the Olympics too, because I guess France really wanted to get Mbappe to play the Olympics, but I guess they learned from Barcelona's mistake when they had Pedri playing like a ton of games that year.
Yeah.
Like, I think he played like over like 70 or 80 games that year. I'm like, he looked dead tired. And he just had no rest. Yeah, so after seeing that mistake, they don't want that to happen. So they told him that if you play, you can't do both. You can only do one.
Yeah, you can only do one.
Yeah, that's what they said. And they said that if you make it to the final in your cup, you're not going to even go on the preseason tour. Like, that's what they said. Yeah, so if France makes it to the final, then Mbappe's not going to play for Real Madrid until the Super Cup in August.
Yeah.
I know, but
that's smart though. They're taking precaution. That's how like a lot of these players get hurt and stuff. So.
Yeah, and it's careless stuff, you know, carelessness. Yeah. I mean, I get it, the Olympics and all that, but I mean, he has to choose, man. I mean, he doesn't have an Olympic medal or a Euro, so he has to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Honestly, even though it's kind of a reach because the Olympics is an under-23 team. It's an under-23 squad, and I think you're allowed 3 players that are older. That one's harder because if your teammates are trash, then you're not gonna win nothing. But I mean,
you know what would be funny that I just thought of?
What?
Imagine he goes to like obviously the opposite one. Like, say he chooses the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to do the Olympics, and then they end up winning the other one.
Oh, the Euros? Oh, I know, right?
Oh, like, say he chooses the Euros and they lose the Euros
and they win the Olympics. That would suck. I'd be pissed. No, but that's how I was saying it because I'm like, the Olympics are in Paris, so I would expect him to want to lean towards the Olympics because when is the next time that they'll be in Paris? You know, they change every 4 years. I know that the Olympics are not like the World Cup where it's more recent that you could get it again, but there's no chance. You probably won't see it there for another, like, 30 years maybe, like, way past his retirement. So, as crazy as it sounds, and you're reliant, like, France is a really good under-23 team, you know? They have a crazy good under-23 team, and he's the main striker, so he has to do is just freaking just do all the work, you know? Just feed Mbappe, pretty much, and feed him, and then he'll score. But I think that, like, if I was in his situation, I probably would take the Olympics, because it's in France, you know, it's in Paris. You can have another shot at the Euros in 4 years. That sounds crazy, I guess. Maybe not.
It does actually sound crazy.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Because in 4 years, you'll be 29.
You're kind of just got to go for the Euros.
Hey, it's a flex, man. Well, they messed up not beating Portugal in the final.
He somehow does some magic and he convinces them to let him do both.
He said he wasn't going to fight. They already said no, that he wasn't going to fight. Have you not seen that quote from Thierry Henry? He's like, I've never been rejected this many times since I was in college. I was like, lol. Freaking Thierry Henry, man. Yeah, because he's the youth coach for France. I know. That's right. Well, Thierry Henry's a horrible coach. They won't win anyway, so he's all right. I love Thierry Henry. He's a great player, but not the best coach. I'll say that. You should stick to commentating. Who am I to say? Oh, I agree on that one. Like, who am I to say anything about that? But he's a great pundit, and his track record with coaching hasn't been the best. So, yeah. But yeah, so that was my crazy take. I don't know how Real Madrid fans will see it that way, but I think that would be a good way to make the money flow, and then you can swap them out, you know, and then send them off, and then cash in on him. And make some decent money, you know? And then Luton is just as good. If not, he could be even better. He just got to get some more playing time. But I don't know what they're going to do. If they keep both, I don't know how you do it. Because if he resigns, I'm like, they got to give him games. Because there's no way you can have him on the bench. He had too good of a season to bench him. Especially when everybody comes.
You got to give him pretty good money, too, for the way he performed. Like, there's no way. And then there's no way you're going to pay somebody a lot of money and not let him play.
Yeah. So this is the order that I would rather have, all right? One, they sell Courtois and they keep Lunin as the main striker. They're bringing a backup. Two, they keep Lunin and they give him more games. Three, the one I do not want to happen, they sell Lunin instead. I think he'll walk, actually. I think he's a free agent. I think he'll walk.
Yeah, he is a free agent.
So he'll walk. That's the last thing I want.
I feel like that's the most likely one to happen.
I know, dude. Because I just know they're not going to give him any games. And I'm sure after the season where he played so much, the fact that he's thought about it and he's thinking about it again makes me think he's not probably going to want to come back. So
yeah.
And that's not good. He's a good goalkeeper. Watch him go somewhere else and ball out. So I'll be pissed.
Yeah, you gotta take a business decision sometimes, even if you don't want to. Even if it's like the club of your dreams, like you just got to.
Honestly, you just never know, really. For him, he's 25. That door will always be open. Yeah, because he's 25. He'd have to wait like another 3-4 years. If let's say for them to get rid of Courtois, if they even do that, but I mean, let's say 3-4 years, right? He'll be like 28 or 29 at that point. So his career would have just been just sitting behind somebody at all times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then even by that time, like, you don't start to get forgot about, but, like, in a way you somewhat do. You're just like, eh. And then, you, like, at that point, you're just like, oh, because you're constantly looking for newer and younger players.
Yeah.
So, like, by then there's a chance to even, like, find somebody newer and younger, and you're just like, oh, let's take a chance on this guy. And you just move on to him, like, I don't know. You just kind of got to, like, I feel like you just got to go younger here at this point and then just take the money on Courtois as well. But, I mean, you can't – I say you can't really go wrong because, I mean, Courtois is still, like, one of the greatest keepers at this moment in time. But
this is just what happens when you have two good – when you got a good player. It's like, if it was an outfield player, it wouldn't be too much of a problem, but he's a goalkeeper, you know, so – I just wish Ancelotti would just give him more games, man. Just let him play the Copa del Rey, the Super Cup, and then just let him play all the small games in La Liga, and then Courtois can play the rest.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I'm thinking, man, because they need to get more games. He doesn't deserve to be on the bench. He's been too good for his time on the bench, and I don't know. I think it's a good time. We can sell him back to you guys. Do you guys want to buy him back for 100 mil?
I'll actually take him.
I bet you. You would be dumb to say no.
I would love to take him right now. That'd actually be great. A keeper that's a little consistent.
A little? Low. He's pretty consistent, but yeah. I don't know. I think Luna's kind of better with the clean sheets. Luna had 10 clean sheets, I think, in 21 games. I think... maybe last games, but he had a lot of clean sheets, you know. And Courtois was never known for having clean sheets. We could never hold a clean sheet. And I'm like, bro, how many times are we gonna concede? Like, how many times? Like, when is the next time we're gonna have a clean sheet? We haven't had a clean sheet in a while, you know. So like,
yeah, dude's just lanky and gets crazy.
That's what I meant. Yeah, like, let me see.
Dude just covers up the whole goalpost. Like, it's kind of unfair.
Lol, not wrong there. But, you know, yeah, he had 10 clean sheets in 21 games. That's pretty good. So, yeah. And then he had that game, the Champions League against City. But, yeah, what were you saying?
I was going to say, have you seen those, like, clips where, like, you've seen how much space he covers in a penalty?
I probably haven't.
Dude covers up so much, it's actually scary. Like, I would hate to take a penalty up against
him. You know who I would hate to take a penalty up against?
Who?
The penalty specialist.
Oh, God.
I like how you picked up on that right away.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know.
It's your boy, Kepa Arzi Balaga.
I'll never forget the day wherever we're going against Liverpool. And they bring this dude on.
No, he didn't want to come off. No, he didn't want to come off.
Yeah, he didn't want to come off. Does his penalties, and then he freaking misses his. And I'm just like, oh.
No. He didn't save any. And then he missed his. That was hilarious. I was dying.
And dude thought he was just going to smash it down the middle. Like, oh my God. I hate this guy.
Don't worry, Brian. You'll have him back in your club soon.
I'd rather have Robert Sanchez for the rest of my life than have that dude back.
Man.
Oh God.
Those are the times. We'll see what happens with your football club, Brian. As the season goes on. But you have anything else to add before we end it?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's our La Liga table. Brian won this one in a clear landslide. I mean, he ran away with this one. I can't wait for the next one. For the next one, we'll probably bundle the Serie A, Bundesliga, and Ligue 1. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The only thing I know about all of them is, like, a couple of the big teams that, like, shifted, like, oh, this happened and this happened, you know, like, for Ligue 1, I only know about, like, how Lyon pulled it back, and then the PSG without Mbappe. PSG is pretty much the whole Mbappe and rebuild thing, and then Bundesliga is just literally, the top four that, you know, that Bayern ending third, and then Stuttgart and, and Leverkusen being up top, you know? And then that's pretty much it, if you think about it. And then Serie A, Sassuolo went down. That's a big club. And then they got 9 spots for Europe, but that's pretty much it, if you think about it. We don't keep track enough to be able to
know. Yeah, there's too many games to watch, and, like, it's impossible to watch every single one of them. And then, obviously, we like watching our I like watching the Premier League, like watching La Liga, so you kind of got to watch your league. But, yeah, we'll still cover them, though.
Yeah.
See how many points we get in everything.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll go over and see how it went. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, all I got to say is I think I had Stuttgart really low and they ended second. And I think I put Lyon really high and they pulled it back. But I don't think they ended up that high. I think they got 6th. I think they barely got Conference League. Oh, Lyon's giving me the Conference League. Brian, you guys are going to get smacked up.
That's it.
Yup.
Easy competition.
Oh. Word. It's
literally, like, we're already the competition.
And then we already mentioned the Bundesliga, but that's pretty much it, really. But, we'll go over it when we go over it. We'll go over it soon, and then we got to do the English one. I'm excited for that one to see what we got. I know you got one right, Brian. You said Stockport was going to go up, and they went up, so you got that one right. Nice. I know you did. I don't know what order. I don't know if you got it right or not, but I remember you had mentioned that. But yeah. All right. Well, that's it for us, guys. Once again, Brian, if they enjoyed this episode, what can they do?
Give us a 5-star rating.
Yes, sir. So give us a 5-star rating on anywhere you get your podcast that have ratings. If there's a review, leave us a review. We will gladly read your review and see what you think of our podcast.
And drop us some comments.
Yes. What Brian said, give us some stuff to talk about, give us some points that you want to bring up. What do you think about the La Liga situation and Mbappe joining and for world and European football. And do you think that Real Madrid should keep Lunin and sell Courtois, or do you think I'm just ridiculous and you think I'm completely out of pocket? So let us know all that good stuff. But like I said, we'll have the other ones coming up soon. And then what's funny, Brian, is that FootMob has a little predictor for the Euros, and we'll probably do that.
Oh, nice.
We'll probably do that. I don't know if it's on here. It probably is, but I gotta have it full screen. But yeah, they have a predictor, and we could do that to predict where we think the Euros are gonna go, and where we're gonna predict the outcome and who wins it and who this and that. All I gotta say is that it's gonna be hard for me to pick because my heart is divided everywhere.
Same. I'm not gonna lie. I was actually looking at the teams, like literally just like reminding myself of the squads that get put out, and I'm just like, dude, like. There's actually, like, so many places I would want to go because, like, there's just so many players, like, on every single team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Do you go for the Ronaldo, like, one of his finales? Do you go for, like, all of your Madrid players that are based everywhere? Like,
that's what Germany I'm saying.
Like, do you go, like, there's literally so it's many. Do you tough. Go to England? Like, is this finally their time? Like, they have such a stacked squad. Like, there's they so do. Many places to go. So many storylines too.
Yeah, literally. Like for me, especially, because I'm just like, we got Real Madrid. They have four French players, and then obviously, oh, I. By the way, I want the Spanish national team to do bad, so I always do because they're biased and they always pick Barcelona players over Real Madrid players. So for that reason, I always want them to lose so they look bad. Just like when that fraud, Luis Enrique got fired because he picked a terrible team for the World Cup. And he deserved that. So I always, whenever they don't pick, like, the Madrid players, I always want them to lose so they look dumb. But,
yeah.
I don't want France to win it for the France guys. And they haven't won the Euros. And then I don't want Portugal to win it because Ronaldo. But then I also would want to see Toni Kroos complete everything and win everything and go out in style.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, though, because I think Germany sucks as a whole. And they're going to let them down, I feel. They're going to let him down, and they're going to blame it on him. Because that's what they do. Is, dude, Germans don't like Toni Kroos. They were blaming him for the World Cup. Like, the, you know, in 2018 when they got knocked out, like, the first round, they were blaming him for that. I'm like, dude, I'm like, what do you mean? So that's why he retired. And then I was like, who are they going to blame now? He's literally retired. He's not even playing no more. So
yeah.
I don't even know.
I just wish my goat Messi was playing.
He doesn't play in the Euros, but okay.
I know, that's why. I wish my goat Messi would be able to have this opportunity.
I mean, he could. He spent a lot of years in Spain, but I don't think he could switch nationalities now. I'm like, he did spend a lot of years, so he could be a citizen.
I'm not going to be able to watch Enzo, even though he's having an injury.
Your boy Enzo is getting suit up.
Real quick, before we get off.
Yeah.
Before we get off, we'll give a little controversial take really quick.
Right,
I'll be super, super quick.
Yeah, go for
I remember
it.
The last time me and Alfonso were talking, I said that Chelsea always wins and goes on a streak when Enzo's not playing. Does that dude need to be benched? Like, God, like, I don't know if this dude, like, demands the ball too much or if, like, he tries to do too much. But every time this man is not playing, we win. So, like, I don't know. Just throwing it out there, bro. I'm telling you, it's not been the first time it's happened. It's been like three or four times where like he'll not play for a couple games and they'll go on a win streak and he'll play and then they lose. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I know what it, I think it is that when he's on the pitch, like he probably like demands everything. He tries to control everything and make everything go through him, and that kind of changes like the shape of the team. So basically, when he's not in, everybody plays teamwork. So everybody's trying to just find the ball to the right person. But he doesn't strike me as that kind of person. He seems a little greedy or selfish, wanting the glory.
He does.
Which is why maybe you guys should bench him, or if not, sell him now before his value dips massively.
Literally.
I mean,
I don't even know. Just a little thing I remember thinking right now about Enzo.
But, I mean, that's crazy. The one that you guys have been winning games when he's not starting is crazy, but...
Yeah, we'll see next year. And I'm already excited to guess the Euros. Like, the more and more I think about it.
It's a lot of stuff. The Euros, the Copa America. Then we got the Olympics, all that good stuff. We got a lot going on this summer. This summer's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, definitely is.
Yeah, but yeah. But, yeah, we'll leave it there. Thank you guys very much for watching. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see you guys here next time.
See you guys.
See ya.